Siyambonga ke kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi asivumele futhi sihlangane namhlanje ekuseni.
We thank the Lord so much that he's allowed us together again this morning.
Sibukela ke bonke abazalwane abakhona la nabasilalele ngezinkundla zokuxhumana, siyajabula ukuthi bahlangane kanye nathi namhlanje sizokhonza uNkulunkulu.
We welcome all the brethren who are here with us and you who are joined in through other means. We pray that the Lord would be with us today.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ke sihlangene sindawonye sikwazi ukuthi simdumise uNkulunkulu, simbabaze, sivule nezinhliziyo zethu futhi ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sizwe izwi lakhe uNkulunkulu mayikhuluma nathi.
May the Lord be with us as we worship him, and may our hearts be open that the Lord can speak to us.
Usuku likaNkulunkulu lokumkhonza lolu endaweni eziningi labantu bedumisa khona uNkulunkulu nathi kwangathi uNkulunkulu angesedlule uma uNkulunkulu esibusisa sikwazi ukuthi sibusiseke nathi ngezwi lakhe uNkulunkulu.
This is the Lord's day, and as the Lord is speaking to his people around the world, may he not pass us by, and may we receive that which we need from him.
Ngicela sithandazeni.
Shall we pray?
Nkulunkulu wethu siphambi kwakho manje sizokhonza sikudumise njengebandla siyacela ukuthi ube kanye nathi.
Lord, we are before you to worship and praise you as a congregation. We pray that you would be with us.
Sicela Nkulunkulu ubusise umculo wekhwaya, ubusise nezwi lakho futhi elizoshunyelwa kithi.
Lord, may you bless the singing of the choir and bless your word which will be preached to us.
Konke sicela ngokwethemba igama lomfelo wethu Jesu Christ.
All of this we ask, trusting in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Ikhwaya izocula amacula abemathathu ke lokuqala ngelesiNgisi ngelesiZulu sinjenjenje bese ke siya kwelesiNgisi Glory be to God bese sigcina ke ngelesiTsonga noma isihlangane imitiro elesiNgisi likhuluma ngokuthi uNkulunkulu akube khona udumo kuyena uNkulunkulu kweliphezulu nokuthula emhlabeni bese sithi kuyena uNkulunkulu amandla nobukhosi nakho konke sikuletha kuyena uNkulunkulu ngoba ungumnini amandla onke. Lesisonga lokugcina likhuluma ngokuthi ke imisebenzi iyabonakala, thula wena uvale umlomo udedele nje ukuthi imisebenzi yakho kube yona ezozikhulumela ngoba imisebenzi yona ekhuluma kakhulu kunezenzo umuntu azenzayo. Ngakho ke kuhle ukuthi umuntu adedele nje imisebenzi kube yona ezokhuluma, kube yona ezosho ukuthi umuntu uphila kanjani, kungabi umlomo kodwa kube izenzo ezibonisayo ukuthi umuntu uphila mpiloni.
Choir will sing three songs, a Zulu song, saying that we are what we are because of the Lord Jesus. And we thank the Lord Jesus for what he has done, that we have become that which we are. And we also praise him, say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done in our lives. Then an English song, and then a song in Tsonga, Shangane, where we say, may your works speak more than anything that you say. So why don't you just be quiet and let your works talk, because through your works, your testimony is there. And that is why we invite everyone, may you repent, come to the Lord, that your works might be seen by all.
Sinjena ngenxa kaJesu. Yeah. greet you all this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Sithanda ukuba sinibingelele nonke namhlanje kuseni egameni lenkosi yethu nomsindisi wethu Jesu Christ.
We often say, as we are gathered in his house,
sithi njengoba sihlangene endlini yakhe,
the Lord's house is made of living stones.
Indlu kaNkulunkulu yakhiwe ngamatshe aphilayo.
As we know, God does not dwell in dwellings that are man-made, in mere buildings.
Njengoba sazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akahlali ezindlini ezakhiwe ngabantu, izakhiwo nje lezi sizaziyo.
Yes, in the Old Testament there was the temple. There was the tent of meeting, which God chose to abide in, and it was a place of the mercy seat of God, where people could come and receive pardon and remission of their sins.
Yebo, iTestamenti nelidala siyazi ukuthi lalikhona itende lokuhlangana, leyo ndawo yokuhlangana eyayikhethwe uNkulunkulu. Okwakukhona kuyo nesihlalo somusa lapho abantu bebekwazi ukuthi beze khona bezothola ukuhlanjwa nokuthethelelwa ezonweni zabo.
But God had something more excellent, higher. And he said, I will make a way that I will dwell in the hearts of people, that they will be my abode.
Kodwa noNkulunkulu wayekade enecebo elikhulu nokuphambili kunalokho ayikade kubekile. Lapho ethi ngiyawufika ngihlale phakathi kwabantu bami.
Somebody in these last few days explained to us what a miracle, what a wonder that this Almighty God should consider this dust that we are, and that all his power should be revealed in and through man.
Kukhona sichazele kulezi insuku ukuthi kwaba umusa omkhulu kangakanani ukuthi uNkulunkulu angakhetha thina bantu esakhiwe nje ngothuli ukuthi umusa wakhe angawuveza kithina, awuveze futhi nangathi.
So if we come together, we come, and I wish you have that desire to come together as living stones, and we are melted together, and we receive from the Lord what he wants to impart to us, each one being a member in the body of Christ.
Kwangathi ke mangabe sihlangana kanjena singaba naleso sifiso sokuthi sihlangana njengalamatshe aphilayo ahlanganiswe kube ngathi ayancibilika abe into eyodwa sonke sihlangene ilona lo yilunga lomzimba kaChrist.
And I wish, if I can, speak a bit about that house and that home and that unity of where Christ dwells amongst his people.
Ngiyafisa ukuthi ngingakhuluma ngalokho lobo bunye lelo khaya elihlangene lapho kuKristu ehlala phakathi kwabantu bakhe.
But before we continue, let me wish, as it is Father's Day, all our fathers a blessed Father's Day.
Kodwa singakaqhubeki ngivumeleni ke njoba namhlanje kuusuku lo baba ukuba ngifisele bonke obaba usuku lwabo olubusekile.
And may you be, you Father, may you be special to your family.
Wangathi wena njengobaba ungaba ubaba wekhethelo emndenini wakho.
Not that they woke up and brought you some bacon and eggs and or steak and eggs and some coffee. But in their heart, they said, well, we probably have to do it for our Father. He is, in actual fact, is our Father. But may they have brought to you gifts with a grateful heart and saying, who can we have a better Father? And who will be better than my Father?
Kungabi ukuthi bakuvuse kahle ngezinto ezimnandi bekulethela omaqanda nani nani bekulethela netiyo sesembedeni kodwa bakwenza ngenhliziyo ethi siyakwenza njengoba phela uyena baba wethu kodwa kube ngathi bangakwenza benaloko ukuthi ngempela ubaba wekhethelo benokusho enhlizweni ukuthi besingamthola lapho umunye ubaba njengalo.
And that you are a father that gladdens the heart of our Heavenly Father.
Futhi ube ubaba lowo othokozisa inhliziyo noma inhliziyo kaBaba osezulwini.
So whether you are present, whether you are listening in, I wish you a blessed Father's Day.
Noma ngabe ubaba okhona ohleli la kanye nathi noma usilalele ngayiphi indlela usilalele ngayo ngikufisela usuku lobaba olubusekile.
Shall we pray before we read our text? We thank you, Heavenly Father, as we regularly thank you. We cannot but fail to thank you for your goodness and kindness. You have a heart that no father here on earth can have.
Siyakubonga babethu sezulwini sikubonga njalo singaphezi ngenxa yomusa wakho nokuthi naleyo nhliziyo angekho omunye ubaba wasemhlabeni ongaba nayo.
And you have plans and intentions and purposes for our lives that far exceed our dreams.
Futhi unamacebo nenhloso ezinhle ngempilo zethu esidlula lokho thina singafisa nesingakuphupha.
So we pray that you would present yourself in a wonderful way, speak to us through your word that we can understand and be enriched through it.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu ukhulume nathi ngendlela Nkosi esingayiqonda sibusiseke ngayo.
We ask it through your grace, Lord Jesus, our Savior.
Amen. Amen.
I would like to read out of the book of Ruth. But maybe only concentrate on the first portion of the first chapter. So from the first chapter of the book of Ruth, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land.
Kwathi emihleni abahlulela ngayo abahluleli kwaba khona indlala ezweni.
And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons.
Umuntu othile waseBethlehem Juda waya ukuyohlala ezweni lakwaMoab yena nomkakhe namadodana akhe amabili.
Shall we pause there?
I guess sithukuma lapho.
This family dwelt in Bethlehem or around Bethlehem.
Lomndeni wawukade uhlala eBethlehem noma ngase
Bethlehem. Bethlehem meaning the house of bread.
IBethlehem lelo gama malihunyushwa lichaza ukuthi indlu yesinkwa.
And there was bread available.
Futhi sasikhona isinkwa esasikhona.
But a time came during the time of the judges that there was a famine in the land.
Kodwa nokwasekufika isikhathi ngesikhathi sabahluleli la kwaba khona indlala kulelizwe.
And because of the famine probably being so severe, the man, the father of this family, chose to dwell in the country of Moab.
Ngenxa leso simo, ngenxa yendlala, ubaba walelikhaya wayesekhetha ukuya kwaMoab.
We can ask, why did he go to Moab to survive?
Singayibuza ukuthi ngani akhetha ukuthi ayophila kwaMoab.
The land maybe was more fertile, although Bethlehem was known to be a fertile country area.
Mhlawumbi kwaMoab ila umhlaba ovunde khona. Nakubi Bethlehem ilona belaziwa njengendawo enothile.
But he chose to take his wife and his two sons and to go to Moab to seek bread, to seek sustenance, to stay alive, if we maybe can call it.
Kodwa nokho wakhetha uthathatha umkakhe nezingane zakhe baye kwaMoab ukuyofuna khona isinkwa, ukuyofuna khona ukwazi ukuphila.
But little did he know that he didn't survive long in Moab.
Kodwa nokho bengazi ukuthi akayokuphila isikhathi eside ekwaMoab.
Little did he know that he would lose his life.
Akazange ukuthi le kwaMoab kuyophela khona ukuphila kwakhe.
Little did he know that soon afterwards, or afterwards, both his sons would die in Moab.
Akazanga futhi ukuthi akuyikuthatha isikhathi efikile amadodana akhe omabili ayoshona khona le kwaMoab.
He dwelt in Canaan, the land of promise, the land which God had sworn to give Abraham and his descendants.
Esuka kulelozwe lelo lapho uNkulunkulu efungile ukuthi uyakulipha uAbraham kanye nenzalo yakhe.
And what God has determined, what God has said, will stand and will come about. And whatever our inclinations, whatever we see, whatever we dream of, God's word is sure and it will remain.
Ngoba lokhu uNkulunkulu akushilo, lokhu athe kuyowenzeka, kuyowenzeka nakuba thina sicabangani nakubayikupho kusemqondweni yethu nokubona kwethu kodwa kaNkuluNkulu ikhona kuyosala kumile.
Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not an iota, not even a comma of God's word will pass away. It will endure into eternity.
Jesus wathi kuyawudlula izulu nomhlaba, kodwa akho ngisho nohlavo lodwa lamazwi kaJesu ayodlula.
So remember this, whether you are retired, whether you are an old man, we tend to slacken when we grow old.
Kakho kokukhumbula ke lokho noma umuntu osethatha umhlala phansi noma usumdala ngoba kuyenzeka lokho imvamisa ukuthi uma siya ngokukhula ngeminyaka sixegise.
And we lose our vigor and our strength that we had in our youth. May God hold us, keep us faithful in our, shall I say, in our old age. Lord, when I am gray, don't forget me. Keep me, protect me.
Angathi uNkulunkulu angasigcina ngisho nasegugeni kwethu sibe nalo umthandazo othi Nkosi nalapho sengiyimpunga ungangishiyi kodwa ungigcine.
And we can be kept because even his word and the promises of his word are faithful and true.
Futhi singagcinwa ngoba izethembiso zezwi lakhe zimile futhi ziyiqiniso.
For God is not man that he should change.
Ngokuba uNkulunkulu akafani nomuntu oguqukayo.
And you young men, and you child, and you son, remember, don't forget, God's word abides. You cannot break it, you will break, or it will break you.
Akho khumbula nawe semusha nawe insizwa ukuthi izwi likaNkuluNkulu angeke laphulwe nguwe kodwa kunalokho lona lingaphula wena.
Elimelech, were you strange to your people?
Ngabe wena Elimelech ubu umuntu ongaziwa ongumhambuma phakathi kwabantu bakini na?
Was there no one of your relatives, of your kinsmen, who could have accommodated you, who could have seen your need?
Manje Elimelech ubengekho yini omunye mhlawumbe nasehlotsheni zakho omaziyo ubungaya kuye kube uyena ozokusiza akusingathi.
Wasn't there a door at which you could knock?
Engekho yini umnyango ubungawungqongqotha kuwona?
To stay in the place that you received as an inheritance from the Lord.
Ukuze ukwazi ukuthi uhlale ungahambi ungayishiyi leyo ndawo owayinikezwe uNkulunkulu njengefa lakho.
But there are times, difficulties, like Job, who was a man of whom was said, there was no man on earth like unto him.
And
what did he do when he lost all? There was no future that he saw anymore.
Wenzani lapho selahlelwa ikona konke lapho engasaliboni ngisho nekusasa.
He said, naked I came into this world and naked will I leave.
Wathi ngafika ngize emhlabeni futhi ngiyawuhamba ngize.
And even when God allowed Satan to attack him physically.
Lapho uNkulunkulu evumela uSathan ukuba amhlasele emzimbeni.
With the dogs were his friends who came to lick his wounds.
Lapho izinja seyiphenduka abahlobo bakhe sekuyizona ezokhotha ilonda ezikuyena.
Even his own dear wife had too much.
She
couldn't handle it anymore. And all the more she should have supported him. All the more she should have remembered her husband, his words, his loyalty to God, and seen the blessing that comes from living a God-fearing life, shunning evil.
Kuyileso sikhathi lapha bekufanele aphawule impilo yomyeni wakhe obemesaba uNkulunkulu ebalekela nokubi.
But still in that state he says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And saying, in my flesh, I shall see God. What is your inheritance? May I remind you of your inheritance? Don't you have an inheritance? Hasn't God prepared an inheritance for you? And if you don't see it, then come for prayer. What a privilege we have through this Gospel that we can come and unite with the children of God, and where God can answer our prayers as he has promised. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst.
Ngalelivangeli uthi singahlangana nabazalwane njengoba uJesu wasithembisa ethi umama abili abathathu behlangene ngegama lami ngiyakuba phakathi kwabo.
And the message of this revival was founded on amazing words.
Umbiko walemvuselelo nawe isisekelo sawo sisemazwini ayisimanga.
And what moved the very heart and the being of the director founder of this work
and
maybe some don't read their Bible and they don't read it in faith to see the wonder of it all. When Jesus told his disciples, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater than these, because I go to the Father.
And
some people just are so theological, so learned, such professors and DDDs, or what are they? What do you call them? The doctors of divinity and I don't know what all.
Kunabanye abantu abahlushwa ingqondo ngenxa yokuthi bafunde kakhulu nezenkolo bayazazi bawo professor bahamba kakhulu ekufundeni.
Did you hear this word of Jesus? The works I do, you will do also. And greater than these, works that you will not find in the Acts of the Apostles. But Jesus has promised them to his disciples, to his very own, in the lives where Jesus chooses to manifest his power.
Uzwile lelozi lapho uJesu ethi kubafundi bakhe imsebenzi engiyenzayo niyakuyenza nengaphezulu kule ngenxa yokuthi ngiyakubaba yenza ngisho umsebenzi engaphezulu kwemsebenzi esiyithola kwizenzo zabapostoli ngoba yakubaba.
Pitifully, if you don't believe the words of Christ and you don't believe that the wonders and the works of grace and miracles, if you don't believe that it's for us, you're a poor man and you are taken away of the words of this book, where at the end you can read for yourself what awaits those who take away from this book.
Ungalikholwa izwi lenkosi ungakhola nokusho ikhona nokuyithembiswa ezikulo kodwa uqaphele lokho kusho egcineni kwalencwadi ukuthi maye kulowo osusayo kokulotshiwe.
However you are, whether you are roaming around, allow me to dare say what I have said. And I believe it is scriptural what I have said.
Nakuba ukuphi la uhamba khona noma useyinkalweni zakuphi kodwa ngivumele ukuba ngikucizelele lokho engikushilo futhi kusembhalweni.
You can come and ask for prayer and God can show you your inheritance.
Ungeza uzocela umthandazo uNkulunkulu abese kuvezela ifa lakho.
And there's no time to be aimless in life and to wander around.
Asikho isikhathi sokuthi ube umuntu ongenamgomo okuphilwe ophileni ohehla nje enyuka engazazi ukuthi uyaphi.
But a pity if your wife and your children need to follow you when you forsake your inheritance.
Kodwa kuyadabukisa uma umngakho kanye nezingane zakho kodina sebelandela wena ngenxa yokuthi wena usushiya uflathela ifa lakho.
You might say it's not my inheritance.
Ungasuthi cha akulone lami.
But God maybe calls it your inheritance.
Kodwa mhlamba ubaba sezulwini yena uthi ifa lakho.
Naboth had a vineyard. It was his inheritance.
UNaboth ube nesivini esasiyifa lakhe.
And the king said, came to him and said, Naboth, give me your inheritance, your piece of land. You know, you're so close to the king's residence. I want to make it into a nice, productive garden. Shall I call it that?
Inkosi yayisizakwina uNaboth ithi Naboth awungiphe ifa lakho futhi lesivini sakho naso siseduze nesigodlo senkosi uma ungakungiphe sona nje.
And I will give you a better, bigger portion, more fertile.
Mina ngiyokubuyisela ngokuthi ngikuphe enye indawo enkulu futhi evundile.
And Naboth could answer the king how can I disown, how can I sell my inheritance?
Kotuna potwa ipendula inkosi ethi ngingadayisa kanjani ngefa lami na.
And the king went away sullen, had gebrummt, lay on his bed, was depressed. Ah, Naboth is unwilling.
Kosi yasuka lapho, itangele, inyukubele, icindezelekile, alala embhedeni, kunzima nje ithi hawu Naboth akavumi ukunginika le ndawo.
But his wife was wide awake. She had another fire burning within her.
Kodumkakhe na wephapheme enomunye umlilo ovutha phakathi kwakhe.
She had a fire of von Schminken. And she taught Israel how to use makeup. She was the king's wife, and by her beautifying her face, and probably it didn't just end with her face, but we read of her that that was what she was like, and she brought this influence into Israel, and Ahab was weak. He was weak to correct his wife, his beloved Jezebel.
Lonkosikazi wakhe lomkankosi yena wayekade enomunye umlilo omubi phakathi kwakhe ngoba nguye phela owafundisa abesifazane kwaIsrael ukuba benza ama makeup beyilungise ebusweni mhlambi nangenye indlela ngoba wayekade ekhombisa ukuba namandla kodwa umyeni wakhe inkosi weHebu yena wayethaka kakhulu emehlula lomkakhe uJezebel.
Do you wonder why it's being preached about your styles? They are warning you that you will have a righteous and a good influence over Israel, because if you as the queen show and portray yourself in what manner you also portray yourself, they don't want Israel, God's people, to be influenced by the spirit of Jezebel. I can only think of that word, the spirit of Jezebel.
Siyaqonda ke manje ukuthi ngani kusungelwa nangaloku uzilungisa uziphophotha uzama ukuziveza wena ubuhle bakho ukuthi umuhle kangakanani ngoba kufanele ukuthi abantu bafakwe lo moya umoya kaJezebel.
And she ate not with the Lord's prophets at her table. The king had his table, if I'm right. Correct me if I'm wrong. The king had his table, but she also had a table where she entertained, was it the prophets of Baal? Read it up for yourself, then you can tell me. I didn't go into that in preparing for the service. But she had a table where she entertained those whom she had associated with.
Inkosi yayinetafula layo la idla khona, kodwa lo Jezebel enelinye itafula la ubehlangana khona nabaprofethi bakaBhali la bekade bajabulisa khona.
And beware, and we've been warned about it. The devil, the deceiver, he very often invites you and lures you. You fishermen, you know what a lure is. You know what bait is. He wants you at his table and he will give you thoughts.
Siqaphele njalo ngoba uSathane naye uyazama ukuthi umuntu amdonse amdobe emdoba ngalokudla azikuthi uzokuthanda emdobela ukuthi eze etafuleni lakhe.
Maybe through music.
Mhlambe ngomculo.
Suddenly that beat sounds nice to you.
Khona lapho ngokuphazima uzu ukuthi hayi kwangathi lo yamculo insimbi zakhona zingishayela kamnandi.
It's far away.
Kukude le.
Like the land of Moab is far away.
Yengezwe la Moab belikude kakhulu.
But it's enticing.
Kodwa nokho noma kunjalo beliheha.
And this beat.
Nalezi insimbi.
And you draw closer and closer to it. Eventually you find a child of God listening to devil's music.
Uze lokhu kushaya lokhu lokhu sondela kancane khona kukudonsa kancane isigcino uthola umntwana kaNkuluNkulu eselalela umculo kaSatan.
What music do you listen to?
Umculo muni olalela wena na?
I hope not. It'll be at the table of Satan.
Ngithemba ukuthi akukho lapha ya etafuleni likaSatan.
When we grew up, we had the love songs.
Ngesikhathi sikhula bekhona lamaculo ekuthiwa amaculo othando.
When we had pop songs or pop music.
Kwase kuba khona umculo wepop.
And then it turned to rock music.
Kwaya kwaba nerock.
And somehow, pardon me, somehow, even some children of God like that beat. And they got infected by that beat and those drums, whatever goes together with it. I didn't like it, praise God. When I went into the shopping center, it was as if I didn't hear it. I was on another wavelength.
Kodwa ngandlela thize mase kufaka le mculo yo rock abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu abanye bathatheka bayithanda lento bawuthanda lo mculo nokushaya kwawo kodwa abonga uNkuluNkulu uthi mina angizange ngiyithande bengithi noma ngingena mhlambe eitolo kudlala lento kube ngathi angiyizwa nje ngoba ngikwenye indawo.
Satan goes around. Remember that, and he lures people away.
Satan uzama ukuthi abantu abadobe abaqhelise kuNkulunkulu.
Time is flying. I'm so long-winded.
Skathi siyashesha.
Children, do you still understand?
Bantwana nisalandela na?
Some are troubled. Oh. Whom will I marry? Is it that one? Is it the long one? Is it the short one? Is it the blonde one? Is it the black one?
Abanye bahluphekile. Gijima umshado nje enqondweni. Ngiyoshada muphi? Omude, omfushane, oneyinwele ibomvu, ezimnyama, onjeya.
When I finished school and a time after that, we were here. And we thought, there's no more time for marriage. Really? We thought time is short. We thought we won't get married.
Ngesikhathi ngiqeda isikole sifika lana abanye besibuka ngathi isikhathi sesiyaphela sesisincane futhi singacabani ukuthi sisazoshada sithi hayi sekho isikhathi salokho.
And we had our hearts beating for the Lord's cause.
Inhliziyo zethu kushaya kwazo zazishayela intando kaNkuluNkulu.
We were with our black brothers, our black sisters, whites, colored, Indians, those who came. It was Christ that mattered for us.
Sasikade sihlangene nabazalwane abantsundu amakhalada amandiya sihlangene simunye kithini into eyisemqoka kuphela uKristu.
And being a support and a help wherever we, whenever we were called upon to be ready.
Si usizo noma ikuphi lasibizwa khona ukuba singene khona silekelele.
Till one of us, an older brother, suddenly got engaged. We were shocked. We thought, has he fallen?
Kwaze kwaba khona omunye wabazalwane besinabo sesibone sethembisa sathuka sathi hayi bo usewile yini.
Hey, our thoughts were going at 120, you know. What's happened? Is he still one of us?
Abango yethu yagijima kakhulu sangazi ukuthi kwenzakalani sithi hayibo usekanye nathi nje.
So give your thoughts to Christ. Why be troubled by it? You are just anguishing your own soul, and the devil just getting right to pour water onto the fire that you wish to have in serving the Lord.
Ngakho-ke thatha imicabango yakho inikele kuNkulunkulu ukhohlwe ngoba ngalokho ukuzibambela wena uyonikeza ithuba lokuthi uSathane afake amanzi awucime lo mlilo nawo okumkhonza uNkulunkulu.
Back to our text.
Sibuyele kwi-text
lethu. The Lord says, he who wants to save his life will lose it.
UJesu wathi lowo ofuna ukusindisa ukuphila kwakhe uyolahlekelwa yikhona.
How often don't we want to save our life, our existence?
Kangakanani thina sizama ukuthi sikusindise ukuphila kwethu, sisindise ubuthina.
That is the natural, can I say, the natural flesh, the nature of man. He wants to escape. He wants to escape to save his life.
Lokho kuyimvelo yomuntu, umuntu ufuna ukuthi abaleke ukuze asindise ukuphila kwakhe.
And if you act upon, if you do what your natural tendency is, you will lose your life.
Uba ngabe wena ufuna ukuthi wenze lokhu okufunwa imvelo yakho uzolahlekelwa ukuphila kwakho.
Amazing. And if we want to save our life, it appears straight before us. You know, I can see it, so it's straight before me. And the Lord says we must.
Uma sifuna ukusindisa ukuphila kwethu, kubonakala kuqondile ukubona ukuthi cha indlela yami ngempela ngiyayibona izohamba kanje ifike laphaya.
And John preached in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord.
And
the devil comes and he shows you a straight way and you are blinded and you think it is God's way. There is a way which seems right unto man, but the end of it is the way of death. Or another, it is the way of destruction. And you have chosen it for yourself. Young men, don't choose a way that looks right unto man, unto you. Choose a way that will bring your life and not death at the end. There's a way of life that looks harmless enough. Look again. It leads straight to hell.
Kukhona indlela uthi moyibuka uyibone ngathi ayinabungozi. Kodwa uyibhekisise leyo ndlela leyo ikholela ngqo esihogweni.
Sure, those people appear to be having a good time, but all that laughter will end in heartbreak.
Kodwa laba bantu mangibabuka ungathi banempilo enhle bagcwele nokuhleka. Kodwa lokho kuhleka kwabo kuyophelela ekukhaleni.
And then if you're taking away, you justify the path of error you have chosen. You justify the path of error you have chosen. You'll find out at the end. You took the road to destruction.
Kodwa uma ususa kuloko uveza ukuthi indlela oyithathile akuyona indlela kuyona yona uyobona ekugcineni ukuthi umvuzo wayo incithakala.
I remember, if I remember correctly, even the founder of this work, he said, even if I have to eat mud, as long as God is with us, is with me.
Mangikhumbula kahle ngisho umqali walomsebenzi wathi noma ngathi angidludaka uma nje uNkulunkulu ekanye nami.
You see what his determination was. He didn't think about good food.
Yabona ukuthi wekade ezimisele ngani ephokophelele kuphi wengacabanga ukuthi medle kamnandi.
The house of food was worth more to him than his earthly food.
Kodwa leyo ndlu leyo yesinkwe yokudla yona inenani elikhulu kuyena kunokuthi agcwalise isisu sakhe ngokudla.
One day Daniel woke up to hear that he was on death row, that he was on the list of those to be executed.
Kulunyusuku Daniel wathi mayivuka wayesethola ukuthi usehlwini labantu abazobulawa.
He was in the house, in the home of bread.
Nawekade esendlini yesinkwa.
And he wakes up. And the executor comes to take him to chop off his head.
We have vuka sekufike lo thunyeli ukuba azomnquma ikhanda.
Because of what? Because of a dream.
Ngenxa yani na? Ngenxa yephupho.
The king had a dream. And he was so troubled when he woke up in the morning. And he asked the soothsayers, the magicians, the Chaldeans, and asked of them, you come and relieve my trouble, my anxiety. Tell me what I have dreamt because I've had a dream. And tell me the meaning, what my dream means.
Inkosi yavuka ihluphekile ngenxa yephupho. Yayisibiza bonke baqoqa bonke abanolwazi namakhaledi bonke ithi ngitshelene ukuthi ngiphupheni nibe seningitshela nencazelo yephupho lami.
The magicians and soothsayers and all they pleaded their case, O king, tell us your dream, and we will interpret the meaning of it to you.
Laba banolwazi nabemlingo bayincenga inkosi bethi hawu nkosi ungenanike sitshele uthi uphupheni thina sikunika incazelo yephupho.
But there are some people who even interpret their own dreams.
Kodwa ke nokho kunabantu abayihumushela bona awaba amaphupho.
And these dreams lead them to become bloodthirsty men.
Amaphupho abo laba bese baholele kutheni kube abantu abomela igazi.
Not of their own blood, but the blood of Daniels, the people who are beloved by the Lord. They seek their destruction. I don't know whether they are led by their own imaginations.
Angazi noma mhlambe baholwa imicabango yabo na.
And they speak bitter words and make a mockery of people who are What was David? Highly beloved of the Lord. Daniel was highly esteemed in heaven.
Beseba buke ngalaba bantu laba abanjengoDaniel njengoba uDaniel lona wayekade umuntu otuswayo emazulwini.
And by their dreams, they seek to speak bad. Haven't they read the Lord's word? Where he says, if you call your brother a fool, you are in danger. You are in danger.
Futhi ngalama phupho abo. Bafuna ukukhuluma kabi nangabafowabo abafundanga inizwi likaNkulunkulu elithi uma umbiza umfowenu ukuthi siwula usengozini.
Izolo ebusuku ikhwaye yacula isicelo sami ngivikele ezingozini zalomhlaba isicelo sami ngivikele ezingozini zalomhlaba.
Choir that sang last night sang a song that says, save me from the dangers of this world.
And you are walking a dangerous path, but with pride, claiming, or other people claim you that you are the Mfundisi. You're a preacher of the gospel. And you are guilty in the Lord's eyes, maybe of bloodshed, because a thought and a word that you speak can be as murder in Jesus' eyes.
Uhamba endleleni yokweduka, uhamba futhi yokuyiqhenya kule ndlela yakho, kodwa mhlawumbe abanye baze bakubiza ukuthi umfundisi noma umshumayeli, kodwa leyo ndlela oyihambayo indlela yokweduka.
Rather sing this song. And if you don't know the song, come to me. That I can ask that choir to sing this song to you. That you are made aware of the danger. You are headed for destruction. The danger sign is up there. You are headed to self-destruction. Don't say somebody has cursed you. It is Jesus' words that condemn you.
Uhamba endleleni eya ekubhujisweni. Mhlawumbe fana ukucule leli culo uma ungalazi uze ngikucelele le khwaya iphinde iculele lona ngoba indlela yakho iye ekubhujisweni. Hayi ngoba mhlawumbe kukhona umuntu oqalekisile. Cha, kodwa amazwi kaNkulunkulu awakhulumayo.
Und du hast die Frechheit, um das Wort Gottes in deinen Händen zu nehmen und anderen vorzupredigen und weißt nicht, dass das Wort Gottes dich selbst schon verurteilt hat, weil du nicht das eingehalten hast, was Jesus sagt in der Bergpredigt. Daniel, then the king said, you are playing for time, you magicians. That the verdict is, you are killed if you do not bring me the answer. And Daniel came before the king and said, oh king, give me time that I may seek from the God of heaven concerning this secret.
Inkosi yayisithi, nina bantu bemlingo nizama ukuthenga isikhathi ngenxa ukuthi sengilikhiphile igama elokuthi nizobulawa nonke. Kodwa uDaniel waye enkosini ethi, hawu nkosi, ngiphi isikhathi sokuba ngikwazi ukubuyela kuwena nginikeze iphupho lakho nencazelo yalo.
So that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
Ukuze uDaniel kanye nala bangani bakhe bona bangabhubhi kanye nezihlakaniphi zaseBhabheli.
And Daniel could pray.
Daniel wathandaza.
Yeah. We can say so much about that. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. And Daniel blessed the God of heaven.
Fihlakale yaleliphupho yayiseyambulwa kuDaniel ebusuku. KuDaniel wambonga uNkulunkulu wezulu.
It's wonderful to abide in the house of bread, Bethlehem, where our Savior was born, Jesus Christ, that you abide there.
Kumnandi ukuphila endlini yesinkwe Bethlehem, lapho umsindisi wethu Jesu azalwa khona ukuba sihlale khona.
So I hope that with these few words, that God was able to bless it to you abundantly and richly, and never seek, never be enticed to go to the land of Moab to eat of the abundance of the land of Moab.
Ngithemba ukuthi ngalamazwi ambalwa uNkulunkulu ukwazela ukuthi akhulume nathi futhi singaze nakanye sifise sidonseleke kuba siye le ezweni lakwa Moab.
And this father didn't know that by taking that route he was going to leave his wife widowed and his wife childless.
Lo baba lo ngokuthatha lesi sinyathelo akazange ukuthi ngokwenza lokhu uyoshiya umkakhe ewumfelokazi amshiye futhi engasenabantwana.
And then Naomi, after the sons had died, she heard, she got the news, the Lord has again sent bread. He has sent mercy. He has sent revival back home, there where our Lord was going to be born.
Naomi emva kwesikhathi wayesezwa ukuthi le Bethlehem uNkulunkulu ube nomusa kubona uthuma imvuselelo kulelozwe lelo lapho bekuzozalwa khona umsindisi.
Blessed are those when they hear of the good tidings.
Babusisiwe laba bathi mabezwa indaba ezinhle
I'm now forsaking Moab. My heart is there. My heart isn't in Moab anymore. But I'm going back. She got up and was on her way.
Lapha bothi sengiyasuka manje kwa Moab ngoba inhliziyo yami ayikho vele khona ile eBethlehem khona lapho esesuka ephindele eBethlehem.
Some women, some wives, may I dare say, I hope there are many amongst us who will be a help to their husbands. And I think not they will be a help. I believe they are a help to their husbands and to the fathers of their families.
Ngiyathemba ukuthi bakhona phakathi kwethu abesifazana abayilolohlobo abangayuba usizo nje kodwa bawusizo kwamanje kubayeni babo nakobaba bemindeni yabo.
She could just say, I have lost all. That's why I'm returning home. So, on this Father's Day, dear mothers, be inspired. May I inspire you. Lasst nicht nach, um eure Familie ein Segen zu sein, ein Wegweiser zu sein. We will rejoice in that as well. And you will be precious in the work of the Lord. You will be precious to the bandlas. You will be precious to the church of God, to the house of the Lord.
Kwangathi ningaqhuquzeleka ke nani bomama ngalo lolusuku ukuze nigcine niyigugu emsebenzini kaNkuluNkulu isemagatsheni nakuphi na.
And you fathers, be encouraged. Your families can live because of you.
Nani bobaba futhi qinani sibindi gququzelekani ngoba imndeni yenu ingaphila ngenxa yenu.
Auch wenn es durch große Trübsal geht. Durch große Trübsal, my mother said, geht es hin zu dir, zum Herrn. I didn't know whether that verse was in the Bible, but I found it in Acts. To great persecution and suffering, we need to enter heaven. So, we can stand firm. Let us be stronger than before. Seems as if the devil is stronger and devising devices and luring people and entering churches and entering children of God as never before. His attack is more severe. That's why we ask God for mercy, that we will be stronger, that we will be encouraged to remain in Bethlehem, to remain where our Savior is with his salvation. And he is our protection. All power is given to him in heaven and on earth. Let us serve him. With him we will be victorious.
Bible yasho ukuthi ngokhlupheko okukhulu encwadini yezenzo siyokwazi ukungena embusweni wezulu. USathane uyahlasela kube ngazi ukuthi unamandla kakhulu. Ingakho sidinga umusa kaNkuluNkulu ngoba uSathane nawe uyahlasela, ufuna ukuhlasela ebandleni, ahlasele nasebantwaneni. Kodwa ngomusa kaNkuluNkulu siyokwazi ukunqoba.
Thank you. May the Lord be with you.
Siyabonga iNkosi bena.
Naomi had something.
Naomi Konebena.
She never lost it. Even if it was difficult.
And
if things seemed to go wrong.
This
mother had the secret. That's why Ruth could say, where you go, I'll go. Because she had something. Because sometimes when things go difficult, we tend to lose what we have. But think of it. Ruth could say, my mother, what you have, that's true, and I'm going to go there where we must be.
I'll
show wena mama.
Maybe you, mother, you can call your child, that one that you scold so much, and ask the child, what do you see in me?
Because sometimes difficulties bring out that which is in you.
Obaganinge ubunzima buveza lokho kuphakathi kwenu.
These days, I forgot, somebody said something. But along these same lines, you know what? I didn't know my heart was like this. It's only when I went through these difficulties, through this situation, showed me who I am. Think of that grace. You who would think, well, we are, everything is okay.
Kulezinsuku khona omunye washo amagama ngathi uthi bengazi uthi inhliziyo yami nje ngase ngadabula kulobu bunzima kwangivezela uthi nginenhliziyo enje.
I'd like to end with this.
Thanda ukuphetha ngalokho.
Naomi, not you, Naomi, the Bible one. It is. I've got another Naomi there, yes. Naomi, can you lead your children in the ways everlasting that they can eat of the bread of life?
Naomi, when ungakwazi uthi uhole ingane zakho ukuba zikwazi ukudla emthini okuphila ongunaphakade na?
Why do I say that?
These
days I listened to a wonderful sermon about a man, a woman of God, who's a man.
It's not
easy to be a woman. And it's much less easier to be a man.
Aye.
Maybe don't say I wish
to be a man because I can just tell everyone what to do. No, it's not that easy.
Yeah. One day you stand before God being a man. And what type of man are you?
And
this person, when she preached, I wish all of you could listen to that Naomi preaching. I'll call her Naomi. What else must I call her?
Lois Fazan, Umeshumael. Natinga Musa Nonke, Lon Naomi, and Bizo Naomi, Eshumael.
Ruth must have seen something and said, my mother, never. What you've got, the peace, your words, your encouragement, your life, that's what I want.
Ruth kona kupawula la neti, Naomi, ukuthula kwakho engikubona nakho amazwi akho lokho engikubona uyikhona ilokho engikufisayo.
In the most difficult circumstances, having lost, think of it. I thought of all our sisters and aunts and mothers who've lost their husbands, it's a very, very tough life. I don't wish it on anybody.
Futuna omu ipila lempilo pambi kwezi mezinzi mapeane nazo. Ukisho umienu wake, eshwa na ingani zake. Ngaza ngakabanga banyo mama, o anto tatebetu, abala tegelu abayeni babu, agulula.
And then she said something. And I'm not preaching only to the ladies. I'm just saying something which I heard. So don't fight with me. I'm telling you what I've heard.
And
she said, when I got married, you hear that, girls, women, mothers? She said, when I got married, somebody elder came to advise me. I know this won't get into our mainly European minds. It's very difficult to understand. And I said, what? Such a standard? Where have we left it?
An
older lady came to advise this young bride. This Naomi came to advise Ruth. Read what happened later. And this old lady said, young bride, my child, let me teach you a lesson. If you are baking a cake,
umangabe upagi cake,
what do you use a cake for? Which ingredients you use? Maybe 3, 4, 5 eggs, a little bit of flour, a little bit of effort, energy, just to bake the bread. I don't think it's at the end of the world to bake a bread.
Cake.
And she said, that person said, Naomi said to Ruth, I'm just going to call her like that. Let me just call it. You understand it. Naomi said, Ruth, now if you bake that cake and you think you've baked a most wonderful cake for your husband.
And
you've put it into the oven. And it looks delicious. Suddenly, your husband calls you. Fry yourself. Now come the husband and says, my wife, please come with me. I want us to do this and this and this.
Akubize kumyeni wakho athi awuze la kukhona engifuna ukuthi sikwenze.
How would you have reacted?
Uyophendula kanjani?
Yes, Moses, by a vase of throw, but the Babel leers and inside outside. How would you have reacted?
Ngoba phela wena wesifazane owazi izinto neBhayibheli uyalifunda, uyalazi lonke. Uyophendula kanjani?
Hey, my husband, you know what? I've just got a wonderful cake for you. And you know what? It's going to be delicious. And we're going to get visitors. And the Lord put it on my heart to bake this cake for you.
My wife,
please come. There's something that we have to do. We have to go somewhere. And Naomi said to Ruth, Ruth, what's a piece of cake? A few eggs, a bit of flour, whatever you put into it. What is that compared to obedience to your husband? Where are you? Nee, maar jy skryf te vinnig en jy kan nie so vinnig skryf nie.
Uthike uNaomi kulo route liyini lelo cake, flour nje namaqanda nento ezimbalo ehlanganisiwe kunokuthi ulalele lokho
kusho. You hear this woman? I said, God, where's that standard? We've got so many excuses why we can't listen to our husbands. I know the world hates it. You can hate it as much as you want. We love it.
Uyamuzwa ukuthi umeluleka kanjani na ngoba phela thina sinezabe eziningi ukuthi ngenxa yalokhu nalokhu angikwazi ukumlalela umyeni wami kodwa yizwa lokhu ukuthi umeluleka kanjani.
Naomi, you hear what I teach you? You know what it means to obey your husband? Do you know what it means? What's the calling of it? What the high calling it is?
Now
we can look at it from many sides. But I just told you how I heard it out of this sermon.
Naomi, uyakuzwe ngokufundisa khona na ukuthi umyeni wakho umlalela kanjani na. Singakubuka ngendlela eziningi kodwa ngintshela lokho engikuzwe kule
ntshumayelo. And you know what lesson I get out of it?
Uyazi isiphi isifundo engisithola khona?
Dear Ruth.
Ruth.
Is it your own strength?
Ngabe usebenzisa amandla
akho? Is it your own character?
Or
is it God's grace that gives you strength and there lies a blessing far million times greater than that cake that will burn in the oven?
You know what?
This is now my bit of salt and pepper and whatever it is. Maybe if Ruth would have said, good, my husband, I'm coming with you. Maybe the angels would have looked after it. Maybe God would have sent an angel. Like somebody said, yeah, all right. Maybe God would have sent an angel because of your obedience. Aber ihr wisst ja immer besser. Ihr seid ja so begabt. Darum sind auch so eure Kinder, auch so wie sie sind. Wegen deiner Begabtheit. Schier. Aber er ist ein Matschalmann. Und von der Besserfut. Aber so, Pika. Ja, dann muss ich sie locker. And then lastly. Then this preacher, this lady preacher said,
Lois Fazan umshumayela uthi,
if we and I see something wrong with my child. If I see my child spiritually is dying. She said, you know what? I go to my husband. And I make right where I know I did wrong. Think that's a man of God. Although she's a woman. She says, you know what? If I see my children fighting, I see my children squabbling, and I see this, and then I pray. And you know what? God will show you what's in your heart. He'll show you. Don't be a fool. He'll show you. People, this sermon doesn't sound well in the world's ears. But I said to myself, oh God, help us. Help us to be like this Naomi, that when people look at us and our families and our wives and husbands, that they can say, I'm going with you. This is what I want.
Utimangabe mboni ingane zami, kono ngambigahle, noma zilo, noma zitabana, kia hamba ngegumienu wami, ngyo lungisa, loko ngahamba ngagahle, ngase ngathi kuyisimanga indaba yalo wesifazane noma wesifazane singathi uyindoda kaNkuluNkulu.
I hope it makes sense. Have you heard?
Jela
gehoor. Jy weet ons altyd beter. Beter as jylle mans. Jy weet net beter. And don't worry. Amper sê ek weer iets. Ons sien dit ook. Of, ja, mag ek so sê. Ek sien dit, nie ek, ons nie. Sien dit ook, jy weet altyd beter. As jou eie man. En dis nie God se weg nie. Can I and my child say, Mama, das was du hast, ich gehe mit dir. Möge das auch so sein. Aber wenn dein Kind sieht, wie du deinem eigenen Mann antwortest, wie du mit deinem eigenen Mann redest und Widerworte hast. Vor die Kinder, die sehen das. Und weißt du was? Der Samen ist gesät. Der Samen ist gesät. Die werden genau so sein. Lasst uns bekehren. Umweg, Umtun. Wir haben heute gehört. Zurück zum Haus Gottes. Da, wo das lebendige Brot ist. Lass uns da sein, da wohnen. Dass dieser Standard, den Gott uns gegeben hat, nicht verachtet wird von uns selbst hier und oder wo wir uns Christen nennen. Astanda Senik.
Let us pray.
Gulunguluwetu. Lindlela, Windlela Yako.
Our Lord, this is your way.
Asfunu kam Windlela Setu.
We don't want to walk in our own ways.
Asfunu kuti sifika endaweni la ungekho.
We don't want to find ourselves in a place where you're not there. But Lord, please help us. That we can bow to you and also obey you. For we've got many excuses.
We've got so many excuses, Lord. And I wonder if we've ever made them right. But grant us lives like Naomi. That we can be a light and life in our families. Be with us, Lord Jesus. May this word be life to us. Pray for the youth conference that lies ahead. Lord, be with us. And where we can't cover and we don't reach to, please, by your grace, stretch out your hand and reach there where we maybe are short.
Lapho Nkosi singakwazi ufinyelela khona, siyacela welule isandla sakho.
Be with us by your grace. And Lord, send and bring each and every child you want here. And Lord, it's our prayer that you would touch those children, that out of them may become men and women of God that you can use even to change this country of ours.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba uthinte ileyo naleyo ngane zayo ukuba Nkosi ngomusa wakho baphenduke babe abadoda nabesifazane bakaNkulunkulu ongabasebenzisa Nkosi ngisho ukuguqula nezwe lakithi.
Lord, we commit everything, even what has happened through the elections, commit it again into your hands and pray, Lord Jesus Christ, you who never make a mistake, will you help us, please? And help us to be a light and a blessing and an encouragement and joy. This we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.